我们今天要讲外在的意思，内在的现实。
How many of you know that sometimes our faith can be very superficial?
你们许多人知道，有时候我们的信心看起来是很超自然的。
Our faith can be superstitious.
外表的看起来很超然。
Our faith can be in outward, just outward only.
我们的信心好像只是外面外在的表现。
How many of you know that Christian faith is more than just attending church?
也许多少人知道，我们基督徒的信心不仅仅是星期天来到教会。
More than just attending cell group.
不仅仅只是参加小组。
There's more to the Christian life than just attending stuff.
就更多的基督徒的生命不仅仅是参加各种各样的活动。
And I pray that for us, as you look at 1 Samuel chapter 7,
我祷告大家看这个撒母耳记上的第七章，
we would see some real inward spiritual realities.
我们能够看到我们真实的内在的现实在我们的生命里面。
And these inward spiritual realities would start to shape and change our lives.
就内在的属灵的现实的生命可以改变外表的表现。
You know, 1 Samuel chapter 4, Pastor Kenny talked about the failure of leadership. Is that right?
就记得我们在撒母耳记第四章的时候，我们讲到那个领袖的失败。
Israel gets defeated by the Philistines.
他们被非利士人打败。
And in the next few chapters, the ark gets taken to the Philistines.
在那第一个下面的章节，就是那上帝的约柜被非利士人掠去。
And now the ark is returned.
那现在这个第七章的时候，这个约柜已经返回到以色列。
And in chapter 7, we see another battle.
我们在第七章里面，我们看到另外一个征战。
So we're going to look at 1 Samuel 7 and see what this is about.
我们现在看这个第七章，撒母耳记第七章，看看那边讲些什么。
Okay, so 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 3 to 4. Let me just read it to you.
就撒母耳记上的第七章三到四节。
And Samuel said to the house of Israel, If you are returning to the Lord with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths from among you and direct your heart to the Lord and serve Him only. And He will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. So the people of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtoreth and they serve the Lord only.
撒母耳对以色列全家说，你们若一心归顺耶和华，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向耶和华，单单地侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。以色列人就除掉朱巴利和亚斯他录，单单地侍奉耶和华。
Now you see, this is Samuel. This is the era of Samuel the prophet. Now,
你们看看现在这个撒母耳时代，就先知撒母耳的时代。
Prior to this, it was Eli and him leading the spiritual direction of Israel.
在这之前是以利跟他的领导阶层。带领以色列人的属灵的方向。
And when Samuel comes on stage, when he is like prophesying, notice what he says.
当撒母耳上台，他开始讲他的预言的时候，你看他说些什么。
Okay, so the first big idea is this.
那第一点，我们先看到这些。
Is return wholeheartedly.
他要他们要全心全意的回转。
Okay, return wholeheartedly to God.
他要们全心的。回转到神的面前。
That was the priority for Samuel.
对撒母耳来说，这是个最重要的，首先要首要做的。
And this word return means make a linear motion back to the point previously departed.
这个回转的意思就是说，你现在继续的，马上的行动，转回头，转到你原来的那个地方。
And it means it's written in a way where it's continuous motion, non-stop, unbroken activity. You're continuing to move.
这个意思的就是说，你要一直不断的回转，一直不断的前进，不要停止。
So that in life and in the Israelites, they were turning to the Baals, turning to the idols, and now Samuel saying, "You must return and move back to God. Make this movement unbroken activity."
所以在那以色列人当时，他们离开神去转向那些当地的那些以斯他路那些巴利所有的其他当地民族的神，现在撒母耳叫他们说，你们现在要回转回到上帝面前，不要停止，离开这些偶像，回到上帝面前。
And then it says this with all your heart.
所以这里面说是用你的全心 尽心的来回转。
Now heart in the Old Testament Hebrew, it's not just your heart only.
所以在希伯来语言里面，这个心不仅仅只是你的这个物质上的心。
It means mind, soul, spirit, self, the source of life, the inner being, the focus of your feelings, your will, your volition, your inner life, the center of who you are. That's what it means, the centrality of who you are.
所以这个心的在希伯来文里面，它的意思是你的心灵、你的灵魂、你的精神、你的自我、你内在各个方面的源泉、重点，你所有的感觉、所有的意志、意志各个方面，就你整个人的生命的中心。
And this is what Samuel saying: Return to God.
所以撒母耳说，回转向神。
Is it physically just walk to the temple? Is that what Samuel saying?
那只是说，撒母耳说你是外面的外表的走到上帝的圣殿当中吗？撒母耳是这样讲吗
？Did Samuel say, "I want everyone to attend temple next week"?
是撒母耳说我要每个人下个星期一起来上帝的圣殿当中吗
？Now please come to church on Sunday, okay?
哦，就在这里说哦，星期天请你来教会。
Okay, I'm not saying don't go to church, all right?
我不是说不要来教会。
All right, but the point here is not just an outward behavior.
Amen. 最关键的意思说，这个是不是外表的？你来到教会，而是其他更重要的。
It's your inner core being moving towards God.
是你的内心里所有的内在的所有的一些感觉感情。
And the way it's written in the Hebrew, it's the emphasis of contrast, meaning it's not just an outward, but an inward movement towards God. That's the idea.
所以这里面最关键的是说，不仅仅是外表的，而是你内在所有的一切回转向神那边。
And this is how Samuel makes his debut prophecy.
所以这就是撒母耳做的最重要的预言。
This is how he comes on stage.
所以现在拿到这个阶段。
Now, so many of us, our hearts, we can turn to other things. Maybe not physical idols, but other things.
所以很多人，我们的心可能转向其他的东西，可能不是眼睛看到的偶像，但是很多的东西让我们注意力转到那边。
We run towards possessions.
我们看我们的地位。
We run towards properties.
我们看我们的财产。
We run towards position.
我们看我们的家产各方面。
We run towards power.
我们看我们的权力。
Every word that starts with P. Okay, just kidding.
所有的一切事情都可以讲起来，我们的心转向所有外界的一
切。Okay, so the point is, it's very easy in our lives to run towards other things. Me too. Okay.
所以，关键是我们现在的我们的心很容易转向所有一切外在的。
And one of the things that we learn from Samuel here,
在撒母耳这边说的一些我们要学的是
，is inward reality is returning to God from the inside out. We return to God.
所以最重要是我们内在随着一些转向神，从内到外的转向上帝。
From the inside out, not just outwardly, but with our whole hearts.
不是外表的，而是从内在内心所有的一切转向神。
And that's critical.
这是非常重要的，关键的。
You know, so the idea here is remove your idols and direct your hearts. That's what Samuel says.
所以撒母耳说就是说，把所有的一切的偶像去除掉，回转向神。
And the sense is.If you're doing this, you believe this is necessary. It's necessary to remove your idols and to direct your hearts.
这个里面就是非常的重要，必要的。你要把所有的偶像除掉，然后引导你的心转向神那边。
Meaning you don't take your idols with you and you turn to God. Oh God, I'm turning to you, but I'm going to hold on to my idols too.
这必须是你带着你的偶像说：“哦，神啊，我转向你，然后带着。”我的偶像走到神那边。
You know, in 1 Samuel chapter 4, they fought the same battle with the Philistines.
所以我们记得，撒母耳记第四章讲到他们跟腓力士人打仗的时候。
You know what they turned to when they fought?
你知道他们征战的是什么吗
？They turned to an ark, right?
他们转向约柜。
They said, "Oh, as long as the ark is here."
他们说，哦，上帝的约柜在这里。
Okay. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, they only turned outwardly. It was an outwardness.
所以，第四章他总是讲的外在的，他们总是外在的，外面的转向。
And in 1 Samuel chapter 4, they never dealt with their idols.
所以第四章里面没有讲到他们怎样对待他们的偶像。
And we know in chapter 4, did they win or lose?
我们知道第四章里面他们的战争失败了。
They lost, right?
他们失败了，第四章里面。
Okay, good, good. In 1 Samuel 7, it's different. They don't turn to an ark, they turn to God.
所以 撒母耳记第七章的时候，他相对比的，他们不是转向约柜，而是转向上帝。
Not just the box, but who God really is with their hearts.
他并不是转向一个盒子里面约柜，而是转向真正的内心。
In seven, there's an inward change, not just an outward movement.
这另外一个话是叫做内在的内心的改变，并不是外表的表现。
And in seven, they actually remove the idols. They deal with their idols.
所以第七章里面他们讲讲，他们把所有的一切的偶像除掉。
So the first thing that we learn about spiritual inward realities.
所以第一件我们要学的是内在的属灵的现实。
Is about returning to God wholeheartedly.
是关于我们全心尽心的内在的转向上帝。
Now I don't know where you are in your faith this morning.
所以我们不知道你信心现在处于什么样的阶段。
But I know that in our hearts, some of us, we can, our hearts can wander away.
这我知道，有的时候我们心可能在慢慢的远离上帝。
Our hearts can wander towards the loves of this world.
我们的心可能迷失在这个世界的爱，在这个世界的当中的事物。
We can fall in love with our work.
我们可能爱我们的工作。
We can fall in love with just the advancement of our careers.
我们就想我们的投资，我们的事业。
The temptations that we harbor.
在这个世界上，外面的随着诱惑来到我们心。
We can have all these idols in the heart and still come to church on Sunday.
我们可能带着所有的这些偶像，星期天还是来到教会。
We can have all these idols and have a smiling face at small group.
我们可以带着微笑在我们的小组里面，但是内心还是装满这些偶像。
And pretend and play games. I have a good week. Very good.
就好像玩一个游戏，外面外表表现我很好，我很虔
诚。But in the heart,No change.
但我们的内心没有改变。
No transformation.
没有一个转化的心意。
Now please note, I'm not saying don't go to church and small group, okay?
请你注意到，我不是说你不要来教，不要去小组。
But what I am saying is, God doesn't care so much about your attendance.
这主要的是说，上帝并不是很关注你的出席的，在什么时候出席。
But rather your inward spiritual reality.
但是更看重的是你内在的属灵的生命。
That's why Samuel says, "Return to God wholeheartedly."
所以撒母耳在那边说，你要全心的回转到神的面前。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, cool. Let's continue.
那我们讲第二点。
Samuel continues.
撒母耳继续在那边，书在那边继续讲。
Number two about spiritual realities.
第二点就讲属灵的真实的情况。
Is repent sincerely.
是个真诚的悔改。
Repent sincerely.
真诚的悔改。
1 Samuel chapter 7, 5 to 8, I'll read it. Then Samuel said, Gather all Israel at Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you.So they gathered at Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said there, We have sinned against the Lord. Samuel judged the people of Israel at Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the people of Israel had gathered at Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the people of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the people of Israel said to Samuel, Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us, that he may save us from the hand of the Philistines.
So Samuel said, 要使以色列众人聚集在米斯巴，我好为你们祷告耶和华。他们就聚集在米斯巴，打水浇在耶和华面前，当日禁食，说我们得罪了耶和华。于是撒母耳就在米斯巴审判以色列人。非利士人听见以色列人聚集在米斯巴，非利士的首领就上来要攻击以色列人。以色列人听见就惧怕非利士人。以色列人对撒母耳说：“愿你不住地为我们呼求耶和华，我们的上帝，救我们脱离非利士人的手。”
So now Samuel says to the Israelites, "Hey, let's come together and gather and repent together."
所以在这里我们看到撒母耳对以色列人说，让我们聚集在一起，让我们一起悔改在神的面前。
And the Israelites actually repent of their sins here.
所以在这里我们看到以色列人真实的聚集在一起，悔改在神的面前。
But when they gathered, look what happened. The Philistines noticed this.
所以当他们聚集在一起的时候，那时腓力斯人们注意到以色列人聚集在一起。
And the Philistines thought, hey, maybe they're getting ready to attack us.
那腓力斯人可能在想，哦，他们这些人聚集在一起，可能是要来攻击我们。
But the Israelites, they get scared, don't they? They get scared.
但以色列人就开始害怕。
They were scared because they've already been defeated once.
以色列人害怕是因为他们已经被打败过一次。
So that's what's happening here in this next part of chapter 7.
所以在这第七章里面，再次在发生了什么事情
？And the main point here is Israel assembled to repent, not to retaliate.
所以最关键的一点，我们在这里看到，以色列人聚集在一起是为了悔改，而不是为了攻击。
They came together to repent before God, not oh, let's fight a war.
他们聚集在神的面前，是要在上帝面前悔改，而不是要报复他们以前的事情。
They didn't come together to, oh, here is the military strategy now to defeat the Philistines.
他们聚集在一起，并不是说我们现在有这个军事的计划，怎样的攻击腓力斯人。
Here is our weapons that we have collected to fight the Philistines.
啊，我们现在这里收集了这么多的武器，我们准备跟腓力斯人打仗。
It wasn't gathering and assembling to fight a war physically.
他们以色列人聚集在一起，并不是为了打一场。战争去腓力斯人打仗
，But they're coming together to repent before God.
但以色列人聚集在一起是要在神的面前悔改。
Now on a physical level,
但是在我们物质的眼见的世界
，It's not a very powerful move.
并不是非常有力量的这个运作。
Like if you're fighting a battle,
就好像你要想打仗的话。
You should come together to like assemble some weapons. You don't even have any weapons. Why are they doing this?
如果你要聚集在一起，你要准备一些武器。他们根本就没什么武器，他们为什么要聚集在一起？
So from a physical perspective, this is not very powerful.
所以从外界的眼睛看见这件的话，这并不是很有能力的一个聚集。
But you got to understand.
我们需要明白
that what they've done here.
他们在这里所做的事情是。
Is real weapons of mass destruction.
他们所做的实际上是这非常重大的武器，毁灭性的武器在这里。
Because the battle belongs to the Lord.
因为征战是属于上帝的。
And God's weapons are not just sword and spears.
所以上帝的武器并不是矛啊盾啊所有的这一切。
But when they repent before God, this is weapons of mass destruction. God is now involved.
所以当他们在上帝面前悔改的时候，这是最重大最强大的武器，因为神介入在这个征战当中。
So the idea here is that we need to depend on God.
所以我们在这里我们看到的是他们要依赖上帝。
If you notice a pattern of how Israel fights battles,
如果我们注意到以色列人他征战的这个所有的一切规律例子的话
，You look at Joshua, you look at David, you look at Gideon.
你看到约书亚，看到大卫，看到基甸。
God always stacks the odds against Israel.
神总是在那边帮助以色列人。
He tells the Israelites, "Your army is too big. Become smaller."
他总是说，告诉以色列说，啊，你的军队太多了，你把军队减少一些人数。
He takes Joshua to fight.A battle where he is completely outnumbered.
所以他带领约书亚去征战的时候，他的人数完完全全的少于他的敌人。
And that's just the general way God operates in the Old Testament wars.
这不仅仅是通常的在旧约当中所发生的征战。
And the point here is that God is saying, "I want you to depend on me."
的重点是上帝在说你要依靠我。
Don't make a foreign alliance.
不要跟外邦人联盟。
Don't trust in the number of your army.
不要信靠你的军队的人数。
But depend on me.
但是依赖上帝，依赖神。
And here, where they are repenting on, when they're repenting to God for their sins.
所以在这里，以色列人当他在神的面前悔改他们罪的时候
，That's a picture of the dependence and trust in the Lord.
这是个图像，就是信靠、依赖神的图像。
In 1 Samuel 4, they assembled for battle, right? Remember that?
我们记得撒母耳记四章的时候，他也讲到征战的事情。
In 1 Samuel 4, do you remember how they made a really big shout?
你们记得在撒母耳记四章的时候，他们以色列人聚集在一起，他们发出震天呼天的呼天震地的呼喊。
They shouted so loud that even the Philistines got scared.
当他们那边以色列人聚集在一起呼喊的时候，那些非利士人甚至害怕。
They also Eli's sons were leading them presumptuously.
就那个时候，那些以利的儿子也是不负责任的去带领他们。
And how many of you know that this hollow shout, this, yeah, the Ark of the Covenant here is here in chapter 4, they yelled so loud, it didn't lead to victory, did it?
你知道在那个第四章里面，当以色列人今天战地的呼喊的时候，他们并不能带领他们得到胜利。
It's pointless.
没用的。
Hype.
他们觉得很兴奋在那边呼喊。
Just nothing of substance.
没有实质的东西在里面。
In 1 Samuel 4, they assembled to repent. 1 Samuel 7, they assembled to repent.
在第七章里面，以色列人他们聚集在一起悔改。
In 7, they don't have a yeah shouting. They're actually confessing their sins.
在第七章里面，他们并没有在那边呼喊叫得很大声，但是他们在那边认罪悔改。
And then in 7, Samuel is interceding on behalf of Israel.
但在那个时候是。撒母耳先知代替以色列人在上帝面前祷告。
So you see this contrast between this outwardness of their faith.
所以你们看到这两个对比，就外表的表现在那边呼喊。
This outward rituals.
这外表的仪式。
Oh yeah, the ark is here. Yeah, shout.
哦，看到约柜在这里，那么一起呼喊。
And when you read the story, you think they're gonna win in chapter 4.
他们读那个故事在第四章的时候，我们想到可能以色列人会赢，
but they lose.
但他们失败了。
This shout is hollow.
他们可以阵地的呼喊在那边，但是失败了。
But in 7, 1 Samuel 7 here, it's authentic and it's real.
但是在第七章这里，这是很真实的，也是很极端的那边看到。
So I pray that for us.
就对我们来说，我们需要祷告的是
，that we wouldn't just have a outwardness of our faith。
我们不仅仅是只是外在的表、外面的表现，那个信心的表现。
Our click will be okay because we have this program. It's a very, very good program.
哦，这个教会亏这个教会不错，因为它有很多的节目安排在这里。
Our click will be okay because our small group very good. Yes, as long as a small group is good, everything will be good.
哦，这个教会不错，因为小组的节目非常好。只要小组组织的很好，这个教会就没问题。
Our click will be good because Pastor Kenny is here. Pastor Kenny, everything will be fine as long as he's here. Everything will be okay.
哦，这个教会亏这个教会一定很好，因为 Kenny 牧师在这里。只要 Kenny 牧师在这里，一切都没问题。
Amen. Right.I trust his leadership.
我信靠 Kenny 牧师的领导团队。
But at the end of the day, a church can not only trust in a program.
但有一天，我们的教会不能够仅仅信靠这些节目。
Not just an event.
那并不是几个人。
Or not even just a person.
那不仅仅是一个人。
Misplaced trust.
我们失掉了我们应该信靠的对象。
They trusted in, what is this, in chapter 4, they put their trust in this ark.
如果在第四章里面我们看到他们信靠的是约柜。
As long as the ark is here.
他们以色列人说哦，约柜在这里。
We will win.
我们会赢。
Hollow.
哦，错了。
Nothing authentic.
没有什么特别的。
They thought they could have the ark, hold on to their sin, and win the battle.
他们可以说他们以色列人想说，他们可以一边有一个约柜，然后继续在他们罪当中，然后他们会在征战中得胜。
It doesn't work that way.
不是这样的。
God cares about authentic spirituality.
上帝看顾到我们内心真实的属灵的状况。
And hear their confession of sin.
我们在这里看承认自己的罪。
And that was real before God.
这是真的来到神的面前。
Fasting and intercession and prayer is very powerful.
禁食、代祷、祷告，这是非常的重要。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so the first point of inward reality. What's the first one? Return to God wholeheartedly.
所以第一点是， 外面从外表的转向，全新的内心的转向上帝。
And secondly, it's to repent sincerely.
这第二点就是很真诚的悔改。
Okay, number three.
那第三点。
Last point for today.
今天的最后一点。
Okay, receive God's restoration.
接受神的复兴。
Receive God's restoration.
接受神的复兴。
Okay, 1 Samuel chapter 7, I'll read the rest of this. Okay, it says this, 7 verses 9 to 11. So Samuel took a nursing lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. And Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him. As Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to attack Israel. But...The Lord thundered with a mighty sound that day against the Philistines and threw them into confusion. And they were defeated before Israel. And the men of Israel went out from Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and struck them as far as below Bethkar. Let me continue. Then Samuel took a stone, set it up between Mizpah and Shen, and called its name Ebenezer, for he said, Till now the Lord has helped us.So the Philistines were subdued and did not again enter the territory of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. The cities that the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel. Okay? From Ekron to Gath, and Israel delivered their territory from the hand of the Philistines. There was peace also between Israel and the Amorites.Okay, thank you. You can read in Chinese.
这是从第七章的第十二节第九节到第十四节，在撒母耳记上第七章，撒母耳就把一只吃来的羊羔献与耶和华做全身的燔祭，为以色列人呼求耶和华，耶和华就应允他。撒母耳正献燔祭的时候，非利士人前来要与以色列人征战。当日耶和华大发雷声，惊乱非利士人，他们就败在以色列人面前。以色列人从米斯巴出来追赶非利士人，击杀他们，直到伯家的下边。撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴河上的中间，给石头起名叫以便以色，说到如今耶和华都帮助我们。从此非利士人就被制服，不敢再入以色列人的境内。撒母耳做士师的时候，耶和华的手攻击非利士人，非利士人索取以色列的诚意，从以个人直到加特都归以色列人了。属这些神的事境，以色列人也从非利士人手下收回。那时以色列人与亚摩利人和好。
All right, so you see Samuel here offering an offering to God.
所以我们看到撒母耳在这里向上帝献上燔祭。
Samuel cries out to God.
撒母耳向上帝呼求。
And then you see God respond with this mighty thunder, this mighty sound, and it destroys, it confuses the Philistines.
你们可以看到在这里上帝的回应，上帝用惊大的雷声，很震惊的雷声，使非利士人纷乱失败。
God acts here. God acts on behalf of Israel.
我们在这里看到神为以色列人出手。
And then you see, not only that does God destroy the Philistines here, but it says here, verses 12 to 14, the Lord restores Israel.
我们在这里看到不仅仅是上帝替以色列人出手，并且在靠近十字架里面，我们可以看到神使以色列人跟其他的人也得到 回收所有的诚意。
And this is what God has done on behalf of his people.
所以我们看到神为他子民所做的一切。
They have fought God's battle God's way.
他们用为神征战，用神的方式来征战。
And this is how God wants us to live.
所以这是神要我们过的这样的生活。
Wholehearted repent, wholehearted turning to God.
全心诚意的回转，全心诚意的悔改，回
转向神。 Removing of the idols,
把所有的一切的偶像去掉。
Genuine repentance,
真诚的悔改在神面前。
Inward spiritual realities,
内在的生命灵命的现实在那边。
And we see the result of this.
我们看到这里的成绩。
Chapter 4, it's Israel flees in defeat.
第四章里面是以色列人失败逃跑。
Here, chapter 4, Eli and his sons die.
在第四章里面，以利跟他的儿子们死掉。
And chapter 4, it's the end of the Eliad, or the sons of Eli, his lineage.
所以在第四章里面
Eliad lineage.
在第四章里面我们看到以利跟他的儿子们，他整个血统的这个领袖的阶层已经结束了。
But now, chapter 7,
我们看到第七章里面
Israel is victorious and restored.
以色列人得胜并且得到复兴。
Samuel is raised up.
撒母耳被兴起。
He is now the prophet.
现在撒母耳就是那个先知。
And a new prophetic era is born.
所以在第七章里面，以色列人进入一个新的先知的世纪时代。
It says that in 1 Samuel chapter 3, the word of the Lord was rare during those days.
所以在第三章的时候，撒母耳第三章说，那时候说上帝的话语语言稀少。
Visions were infrequent.
所以没有经常没有神的意象在那边。
Because Eli and his sons were ungodly.
因为以利跟他的儿子们对上帝不虔诚。
But now,
但现在
we see Samuel.
对撒母耳兴起
A new prophetic era is born.
新的先知的诗的预言诗的世纪已经来临。
I don't know if you heard of this book called 孙子兵法。
我们大家听到这个孙子兵法。
I'll give you some points about how to fight a war according to Sun Tzu's Art of War. He says this. I'll read all of them and you can read the Chinese. Okay. So he says you will win if you. Okay. He will win who knows when to fight and when not to fight. Okay. He will. Okay. You can translate one by one. Actually.
这、yeah. 这孙子笔画里面就是说，第一点，他是说审时度势，度势，你知道什么时候该打， wow. 什么时候不该打。
Sounds so much better in Chinese. 哇，讲得很好。Wow. Okay. He says this. He will win who knows how to handle both superior and inferior forces.
所以你知道什么时候对待你的优势在哪里，劣势在哪里，怎么样，你就会得赢。
He will win whose army is animated by the same spirit throughout all its ranks.
所以你的军队如果上下同一心一意的一起走的话，你就会得赢。
He will win who has prepared himself, waits to take the enemy unprepared.
所以如果你又准备好，你准备好去攻击那些没准备的人，你就会赢。
He will win who has military capacity and is not interfered with by the sovereign.
所以他有这个军事的能力，但 不受那个主权的那些外在的控制的话，
Generally, this is true, right?
通常来说，这是一个真实的，是这样子情况。
But in God's economy, it doesn't work that way.
但是在神的方向来说，不是这样子的。
It doesn't work this way.
这对神的子民来说不是这样。
So according to at least what we've learned from 1 Samuel 4 and 7,
如果从撒母耳记第四章跟第七章我们来那边来学的话是不同的。
You know, this is he will win who believes fundamentally that the battle belongs to the Lord.
所以在这里，如果谁赢的话，就是说从根本上就知道相信这个征战是属于上帝的，他就会赢。
He who will win who knows how to call upon the Lord to be their help.
所以如果谁能够呼求呼喊耶和华上帝的帮助，他们就会得胜。
Who knows obedience to God is what ultimately matters.
所以谁都知道顺服上帝才是最重要的，谁顺服上帝，谁就会赢。
Who prepares their heart before God?
谁在神面前预备好自己的心？
Who experiences God's hand of intervention?
谁知道有经历过上帝同在在你生命中同在经历，谁就会赢。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, for many of us in our lives,
所以对我们所有的来说都已经相信的。
We might not be fighting a physical war, right?
我们可能不是在眼睛看到这个。征战眼睛可以看到的。
Okay, I don't think any of us, you might, but we're not fighting a physical war here.
我们不是眼睛可以看到的征战，我们在这里。
But we fight spiritual wars.
我们是在属灵的征战当中。
We fight the war for our physical health.
我们征战为我们的身体的健康征战。
We fight the war for the temptations in the heart and the mind.
我们征战是为我们的内心的，在我们的心头的思想里的一些诱惑征战。
We fight the spiritual war of our families, for our families.
我们是属灵的，为我们的家庭成员属灵的征战。
For our marriages, for our children.
为我们的婚姻，为我们的孩子征战。
Etc.
这所有的这一切。
And one of the things I learned here.
我们在这里所学到的是。
At the end of the day.
到了一天结束的时候。
That dependence on God is so key.
最重要的是你依赖上帝是最重要的。
Nothing new.
没什么新的东西。
Nothing fancy.
没什么特别启示的。
But God, when it comes to my marriage, the battle belongs to the Lord.
当神来到我们的婚姻当中的时候，这个征战是属于神的。
God, please help is a great prayer to pray.
哦，神啊，请你帮助我们，帮助我们。
For our children, oh God, please help this child. Please help, God, please.
对我们的孩子，我们会经常祷告说：“神啊，求你帮助他，求你帮助这个孩子。”
And just come before God that way.
我们只是这样的来到神的面前。
God, please help. I need your help, please.
神啊，求你帮助，求你帮助，请你帮助我们。
I've come to realize nothing can't be solved I've come to realize prayer and fasting is very powerful.
我能够有一天能够知道说，禁食祷告是非常有效力的。
It's not just an outward, oh, I didn't eat a meal for the whole day. I just watched TV. I fasted.
并不是外面的说，哦，外面的看起来我一整天没吃饭，但是我只是坐在那边看电视。
我禁食了，这样子是我的禁食 ，right?
禁食。
That's not real fasting.
这并不是真正的禁食。
It's not just an outward thing.
并不是外表的表现在那边。
But it's an inward change.
这是内在的内面内心的改变。
So in summary for us this morning.
所以做一个总结，今天早上。
You know, we talked about outward rituals and inward reality.
你知道外边的外在的仪式跟内在的现实。
And it's just three things for us, very simple today.
所以只有三件事情对我们来说很简单的。
Return wholeheartedly.
就全心的回转。
Our hearts are prone to wander away.
我们的心一直会让我们迷失方向。
To love the world.
就爱这个世上的东西。
Return wholeheartedly. Repent sincerely.
就回转到神面前，然后真诚的悔改在神的面前。
And finally, to receive God's restoration.
然后最后就接受神给我们的复兴。
And this is what we see in 1 Samuel chapter 7.
所以这三点在撒母耳记的第七章可以看到的。
Israel is received. I'm sorry, restored.
以色列人得到复兴。
Israel is delivered.
以色列人得到拯救。
Israel is saved.
以色列人得到拯救并且得到安全。
Now I want you to take note of what Samuel is doing as God saves Israel.
我们要看到这重点重视到撒母耳做什么使以色列人得到拯救。
God saved Israel during the sacrifice of the lamb.
上帝拯救以色列人是撒母耳向上帝献上献祭。
It was a sacrifice of the lamb.
一个羔羊的献祭。
And when we read this story,
当我们读这个故事的时候
，it points.
它指向。
It points to Christ, doesn't it?
它指向耶稣，是不是？
How does God save?
上帝怎么拯救?
How does God deliver?
上帝怎样的救赎?
How does God restore?
上帝怎样的复兴?
It was the Lamb of God who's taken away the sins of the world.
因为是神的羔羊把这个世界上的罪给带走。
Jesus Christ who gave his life.
耶稣舍弃了他的生命。
And we thank God for that.
我们感谢神为这个事情。
Because of that.
因为这个是这样的事。
Because of Christ,
因为耶稣基督,
because his death and resurrection,
因为耶稣的死跟他的复活,
we can experience and encounter physical healing.
我们可以经历，可以接触到我们身体上的医治,
healing for our hearts as well, emotional healing.
我们内在的医治，情感上的医治,
hope for our lives,
对生命有盼望,
and salvation from our sins.
所以所有的一切从我们的
Sins.
从我们的罪当中拯救出来。
And this is what God has done through the death of His Son.
这就是神通过他儿子的死为我们所做的一切。
As God saved Israel when Samuel was offering the lamb,
就像当撒母耳向上帝献上羔羊为祭，神拯救以色列人一样。
God saves His people through the sacrifice of the Lamb of God.
神拯救他的子民，通过耶稣他的牺牲，拯救他的子民。
So I pray that for us today, as on this Mother's Day.
所以在今天在母亲节的时候，我为大家祷告。
That when we come to God, it will be real. We would repent wholeheartedly, return God wholeheartedly.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们能够真实的、全心的悔改在神的面前。
We repent sincerely.
我们很真诚地悔改在神的面前。
And then we receive God's restoration.
然后我们接受神给我们生命的复兴。
Let me pray for us.
那我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父上帝，谢谢你的话语。
We pray that we would receive your gift of grace in our lives.
我们祷告，我们能够接受你再给我们生命当中的恩典。
We pray that we would receive, we would return back to you.
我们祷告，我们可以回转到你的面前。
We would repent before you sincerely.
我们要用真诚的心悔改在你的面前。
And Father, just this moment right now.
那天父上帝，现在就在这个时刻。
Some of us here, we know we have to return back to God.
有些人我们在这里，有些人你知道你要回转到神的面前。
We've turned to the idols of life.
从你的那些偶像当中回转到上帝的面前。
For some of us here, we have the idols of wealth.
我们的当中可能是你的偶像是工作。
Wealth.
是财产。
The idols of possessions.
但是你的资产，你的所拥有的一切财物。
Work.
工作。
Promotion.
升职。
And many other things, whatever it might be.
可能有很多的事情。
And we just ask that in this moment.
我们祈求你在这个时刻。
That by the power of the Holy Spirit.
用圣灵的能力。
That he would start to turn your heart back to him.
在帮助我们的心转向你，转向上帝。
You see, we can come to church and look nice.
我们来到教会看起来外表很漂亮。
We can have a nice outward appearance, wear nice clothes.
我们可以外表看起来很好，看起来很漂亮，很庄重。
We can say the right words.
我们可以讲很多正确的话语。
But at the end of the day.
但是最终的一点，
God cares about our spiritual reality.
神看到我们内心的属灵的真实的现实的情况。
And just this moment right now,
我们只是这个时间，
ask the Lord,
我们祈求神，
May you search me, O God.
说神啊，请你检查我的内心。
Are there any idols I need to lay down?
是不是在我们的内心当中有些偶像没有给它去除掉？
Help me, God.
帮助我，神啊。
Others here might be like, "Yeah, my heart has wandered away from the Lord."
另一组呢，可能你的心正在迷失方向，远离上帝。
And your prayer is, "God, help me to return back to you."
而你的祷告是神啊，请你帮助我回转到你的面前。
You can ask the Holy Spirit to do that in your heart too.
你是祈求祷告上帝的圣灵在你的心头做这个工作。
Finally, for some of us, our cry is for restoration.
另外的就是有些人心头在呼喊说要复兴。
God, would you restore me?
神啊，请你复兴我的生命。
Restore my family.
我的家庭。
And in God's restoration, it's no longer my way to restore.
但上帝的复兴并不是按照我的方式来复兴。
But your way, Lord.
但是神啊，是你的方式，你的方法。
So God, we thank you for this morning.
所以主，我们为今天向你献上感谢。
We pray that your Spirit will be with us.
我们祷告你的灵跟我们在一起。
Help us not to just have been outward rituals.
帮助我们并不只是高兴我们外在的表现。
But that our inward reality will be changed.
但是帮助我们内在的属灵的生命的现实得到改变。
This is what you're looking for.
这是你要我们要追求的，要看到我们内在的生命。
In Jesus' name,
在主耶稣基督里面祷告。
Amen.
Amen.